Welcome to Fat Chats, or Mo Edition,
the podcast where business acumen and community spirit come alive in the heart of Ormo.
Welcome to another edition of the Fat Chats podcast, or Mo Edition. Today we're going to speak, I've got a special guest here, Varun. He's a finance broker. But what we're going to talk about, most importantly, is success through adversity. Now, there's no one that walks this planet, walks this earth, that hasn't had to go through some type of adversity. Now, as a business owner, it's even, I guess, more poignant in regards to how you deal with this. And we're going to share a story today of how someone's gone through adversity, come out the other end, and actually has shaped a better future and ended up in a better position. And the fact is that if you're a business owner or an individual out there and you're going through a bit of stuff at the moment, the key behind our podcast today is just to talk about the fact that how the choices and the decisions and your mental approach and all shape, I guess, the outcome to the other side. Where we're heading.
Yep, sounds good. First of all, hi everyone, and thank you, Monty.
No, thank you for coming on. This is good.
Getting me on. Definitely. Adversity, you know, it's part of life, isn't it?
It's, mate.
You know,
it's in business. I don't know. Look, I've found that you have some really good days. But regardless, I don't think I've ever gone through a whole trading week without a curveball being thrown up, a spanner being put in the works. And you just sit back and you think, you actually have to navigate that little process carefully, because I guess it can go pear-shaped pretty quick if you don't approach it correctly.
But we're talking about business, but, you know, how I said, it is part of life. So looking at an infant learning how to walk, you know, what happens? They're not just getting up and walking.
Yes.
They're trying. They're falling. They're failing every single time. But they don't give up. They keep getting up. They keep going at it until they master it. Once they master walking, they start having a crack at running. Like, you know.
It's...
So, and that's... That's it. Like, it is part of life from when you are.
What a reminder, though. What a reminder.
Yeah.
And because you do forget about these things, and it's something like we just tend to think of ourselves as now and what has happened to us right now.
Right now.
And we forget, yes, we've been dealing with adversity.
Yeah.
Since the day we were born.
Born. I understand. Like, you know, and a great example that I've used and implemented in my personal life as well, like, you know, if you set a goal, you'll get to it no matter how. You know, if I put you in a room and sit you in the one corner and I say you need to get to the other end of the room, right, I didn't say how to get there. And if I keep putting a chair in front of you, what are you gonna do? You're gonna go around it. You're gonna find a way to get to the other side of the room, wouldn't you? And that's exactly what it is. Like, you know, you're always gonna have hurdles, you're always gonna have obstacles, but it's working around them. How do we get there where we want to get to? It's by setting that goal and having that vision. And that's where I'm heading.
Have you always been a big goal setter in your life? Has that been a big thing for you?
I don't put it as a goal setter as such, but once I set my mind to something, I guess that's it. I just won't stop until I get to where
I want to get.
To achieve that, yeah.
And do you find that having a goal adds clarity to the mindset in regards to now you've actually got, you're focused on the objective?
100%.
Yeah.
100%. You know, and again, some people might not think about it as a goal. You know, as I said, like, I don't look at it as a goal, but yes, it is definitely a goal. When I know I want this, then I'll work out what exactly do I need to do to get to that. Place, which is a goal, like, you know.
It's interesting because I talk to, when I do training in the other side of my business with the real estate agents around the country. Now, goal setting is part of the bigger picture mm-hmm. of having clarity about where you want to be in 2 years' time, five years' time, etc. So short-term goals, and I'll call them mid-term goals, very important, because once, and I've noticed this time and time again with real estate agents, is that once they've actually identified, okay, I want to have X amount GCI, so gross commission, they want to write so much per annum. It's funny that once they actually document it or write it down, or they articulate it, as soon as they identify, they go, I want to do 500. Believe it or not, very few don't actually hit that target, because once they've written it down, that they go, okay, this is my objective for the year. And suddenly everything becomes clear about the path where they're going.
And how they're going to get there.
Now, things come up in business, like, you know, when COVID hit, no one could anticipate that. The GFC, no one could anticipate. Like, you know, little things, even earthquakes in Asia that disrupt supply chains. Now, if you're an importer here in this country and you've got pre-sales, et cetera, and something disrupts, these are huge setbacks to your business that you've got zero control of. It doesn't matter how focused you are about achieving the end goal, but if those kind of disruptions, and it's how to manage them. And you know, you did share with me previously about, you know, you were in the fitness game with, you had a couple of gyms and things were going great. COVID come along.
Yep.
Everything changed.
Everything changed.
And the crazy thing with all of this is when things change, they impact across the board. It's not just like, oh, okay, I'll just have to shut this gym.
Yeah,
it's like, no, I'm at risk of losing the gym, my house, my car. Once all that goes, then I've got the risk of losing my wife, and you know what I mean. So the flow-through effect can be quite catastrophic.
Yeah.
And I think negating as much of the fallout as possible is a real skill.
Yeah.
And keeping the mindset focused on, okay, we've got this little hiccup, but it's a temporary hiccup.
Yeah.
And,
you know, and we were chatting the other day as well, like, when you think about it, it's impacting me right now, what's happening right now, and we get stuck in that moment.
We do.
Like, you know, what's going to happen right now?
Yeah.
But I was telling you, like, now it's been 4 years, and I look back, and I was like, I was so stressed about it when it was happening in that moment. But now I look at it, how much did I grow from it? How much did I learn from it? And how differently did I do things now that, you know, if something like that was to happen again, how would I better place myself that I can do things differently?
Do you have, I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Do you have one, or do you have, I say one, is there a particular strategy that you engage in now, almost like a safeguard, as a mindset safeguard, to go, I'm not going to fall into the trap or the hole that I did last time, just because you want that stability and continuity to continue?
I think for me, stability is a comfort zone.
Yeah.
So I like to be challenged at all times. So in saying that, you know, I've learned things from my past experiences, but the things that happened in the past, they were not within my control, or they were not within anyone's control. So, yes, you know, I've thought about things in terms of the reason I went to become a finance broker. I've been in the, you know, finance for a bit, but I didn't have to get a warehouse. You know, I didn't have to lease space to have an office set up and things like that. Yeah. I can work from anywhere.
Yes.
I can go to clients. So if something like a pandemic was to happen again, touch wood, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You know, no one wants that again. However, I will not have to. The biggest reason I had to close my gym down was the rent and the outgoings, because there was no income coming in, but outgoings are still there. You still got to pay your rent. You still got to pay your equipment off and all that, those things. And so
I see the same in the hospitality game with cafe and restaurant owners. Now, not speaking about the COVID period, but I'm talking, I know one restaurateur who, he's also the chef, and he leads the team. He got crook and couldn't come to work for about 3 weeks. He was quite unwell, and which meant the period that he was away, the team wasn't putting out the product that to the same standard as they normally did. And like, so financially their numbers were down, things just kind of fell apart a bit. And the same thing, your overheads remain the same. Yeah. So his rent was the same, his wages were the same, everything's there. Revenue was down, customer dissatisfaction was up.
Yeah.
So goodwill was getting hammered, return clientele was getting hammered. So 3 weeks off the tools, because he had a severe health issue, took such a toll on his business, and literally wiped hundreds of thousands off, you know, the value, I guess, of the whole thing. And so it's very, very difficult as business owners to navigate their path through these kind of obstacles. Now, I've had hiccups in my business as well, where I've had, it's not uncommon in real estate where you get, real estate's historically very transitional. They get lots of people work for one agency, they get unhappy there, they'll jump to another agency and they do the rounds. Now, I put off, so just not last year, but the year before, we had a whole lot of what I classify D-class agents as part of the group nationally. They weren't the right fit for what we were looking for, so we had to let them go. So there was 165 agents.
Right.
And you look at that and you look at cash flow and you look at turnover, it's quite a considerable shift.
Yeah.
However, stress-wise, health-wise and focus-wise, we're talking about focus and clarity, having those people away from the business improved the clarity, improved all, however cash flow and revenue was down, that clarity and focus meant the company actually moved forwards quicker, more efficient, and we achieved a couple of goals even though our turnover and our revenue was down.
Yeah.
So I still reflect at that and see that as a big turning point with the direction of the business. And I'm very pleased in hindsight that, you know, that I made that decision.
Yeah.
Though at the time, you look at it and you think, okay, you know, we're down whatever, 30, 40, 50,000 a month.
Yeah.
How's all this going to play out?
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I always say, anyone who knows me knows, I always say, and I'll say, okay, everything's going to work out. Now, I don't know how.
Yeah.
I don't know who's in charge of all of that, but somehow everything works out. Now, even in the worst, darkest times when everything looks like, you know, it's all cactus.
And I'm a big believer of that as well. It all works out. In the end, it's all going to work out.
And it's absolutely bizarre how it happens. And, you know, I'm not going to reveal on camera some of the really poignant bits, but I'm telling you, there's been situations, critical situations, where you think, nah, it's all done over, you know, whatever it might be, whether it's financial or just relationship breakdowns, but you just go, nah, everything's going to work out somehow. Just take a step back, breathe, you know, you found yourself from being a business owner in the gyms to new location.
Yep.
In Queensland. New relationship.
No. I had to get a new job.
Oh, new job.
New job. Yeah. That's still the same relationship.
Oh, sorry. See, this is the problem when you talk to so many people. You get people's stories mixed up.
Yeah. So, you know,
I was going to say.
Had to close the business down and then.
Your wife better not be watching this. She'll be like, yeah. Hey, you got something to tell me?
So, you know, we had to start from scratch again. So we had to sell our properties, you know, sell the house, the cars and everything. So went back to the drawing board, got back into corporate jobs again. So that we could, you know, start again.
Yes.
Have some sort of cash flow coming in again. And we did that. So decided to buy a house and, like, why not buy in Queensland? Like, let's make the move.
Yep.
You know, start fresh again. So that was that when we moved up here about, you know, almost a year and a half ago now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was everything just changed, you know, new goals. Where are we heading now compared to, you know, 2 years ago when everything shut down as well. So it's just putting things in perspective.
It does. And yeah. you've shifted the goalposts in your mind as well with the expectations. And I think, like, coming up to Queensland, it's a fresh start, clean slate. Yeah. Let's get into it. The one thing I picked up on what you said is you went back into corporate for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is something I think a lot of people, I'm not saying you're afraid of it, but sometimes if you're in a transitional period, you just have to do what you've got to do.
And now, it's okay.
It is okay.
It is okay.
I mean,
you know, you got to get yourself back on your feet.
I've done everything.
Yeah.
And this is, you and I, we were sharing a couple of our war stories.
Yeah.
Back in the day, but, you know, and it's like, it doesn't matter how many university degrees or how many qualifications. At the end of the day, where you're placed right now is your reality. This is it. Now, if business is tight, then go and work, get a part-time somewhere. You know, go and work for a mate. It's, you know, ego.
And that's exactly what I did.
Stand in the way.
I don't know if you remember, I told you that during the shutdowns when I was, you know, not being able to operate the gym, I did work as a, you know, a flat pack company. My mate owned the business furniture installing.
Yeah.
And because it was classed as construction, he was still open.
Yes.
So, you know, and I was doing the hard work and, you know,
because
there's no ego there. There's no,
you have to put all of that to one side.
Exactly.
And, mate, doing that, look, at the end of the day, you know, you still need to put food on the table.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's you need to keep the household running regardless.
Yep.
And just because we're faced with some serious adversity doesn't mean that life just stops.
Yeah.
Everything's going to keep going.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is, if you put it in perspective, like you said, the world's been here for billions of years.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's going to keep going long after we're gone. Our attachment to our businesses, our attachment to the things that we have in our life are genuinely very temporary.
Yep.
So it doesn't matter if you drive a Camry or a Mercedes or all of that means nothing. It's just feeding your self-ego.
Yep, pretty much.
I mean, I love my cars, but at the end of the day, it makes no difference. I mean, I was having this chat with the young fella the other day, and I said, mate, so his granddad gave him a car when he got his license, and it's got the leather seats and the sunroof and aircon. It's very nice. And I said, mate, I said, you know how old I was before I got my first car with aircon? Like, I was 27.
Yeah, wow.
You know? And it was a ute, and it had aircon, and even that thing I had to buy secondhand because I didn't believe in going out buying new cars. And so you just, all these things, I think a lot of it gets lost with the comfort that we live in today because, yes, we do live in the best country in the world. Yes, I mean, that's our standard of living is by far one of the best in the world. There's no doubt about it. We're one of the wealthiest countries in the world. That's undebatable. Is there hardship out there? Yes, it is. Is inflation playing havoc with cost of living? Absolutely. However, everything balances out. So as difficult as it is right now for a lot of people, that everything will come back into equilibrium shortly. And how far away that is, I don't know. But you know, I think as soon as the RBA starts changing a few rates, etc., you're more across that than most people in the lending game. But in saying that, you still look at the volumes that you're processing in the applications.
Yeah.
There's still a massive amount of activity out there, isn't there?
It, you know, things that RBA is doing, that hasn't stopped people from, you know, getting in the market. Actually, with the rental pricing going up, it's actually encouraged first-time buyers to get in the market and start looking at their options as well.
And buying rather than renting, yeah. Because the way some of the numbers I've looked at recently, obviously you've got to pick what area, but the number of studies that I've looked at, there's quite a few of them, say it's actually cheaper to pay a mortgage than to pay the rent right now. So your key, let's jump back a few years when COVID was decimated your gym business. What was the main thing going through your mind at that stage? As what triggered the whole thought pattern of going, I tell you what, I'm going to shut this, we're going to move to Queensland.
Yeah.
I'm going to get back in a corporate for a bit.
Yeah.
And was there a catalyst there other than the financial stress of it all?
Initially, it was mainly the financial stress because everything was just getting drained and, you know.
It's unsustainable.
Exactly.
You've got no income coming in the gym, but you've got your lease payments.
Yep.
And,
And because I had, you know, two gyms as well, it was just, everything was just double.
Double whammy,
Whammy, so.
Yeah.
And there was no revenue coming in at all. Initially, we tried out the online classes and things like that as well, but people pay to come into the gym. They pay for the atmosphere. They pay for the vibe that they want to get along with other people. And
Can I just add in for our viewers, Varun's gyms were, like, he was located in Victoria.
Yep.
So, as we all know, the Victorian government was, it was the strictest out of all the states.
Yeah.
Your lockdowns went on and on and on. It was quite horrendous.
Yeah.
So this story is I guess the fallout from the government decisions at the time. And I don't think I can guarantee you, you're not the only one that would have a story like this.
Mm.
There was a lot of pain coming out of that period.
Yeah.
But I'm so impressed at our conversation when we were talking about this the other day, how I guess you, in a way I could say, you reinvented yourself, put your best foot forwards, you're absolutely smashing it on the finance brokering side now.
Yeah.
You know, clientele list growing daily or weekly. I'm referring clients through real estate buyers and sellers because we're both based here in Ormo.
Yeah.
And again, it's easier to deal locally, mainly when we have the homeowner and the buyers are looking to purchase here locally as well, because it's building that ongoing relationship. And I think that's the key to a lot of the pathways out of when you're faced with obstruction and et cetera in a business or in your life, there's so much.
Mm-hmm.
I think you just turn to your fellow local business owners and community, and I look at what some of the other local business guys are doing, supporting the community. I think it's quite amazing. You're going to do extremely well here. I can see it.
Thank you.
You know, from the short time that we've had together, I think we've known each other for about a month, nearly 2 months now.
Yeah.
And, mate, you're just going from, you know, great start to bigger things now already. And I think through, you know, we'll do a follow-up podcast later about another aspect of the finance business that I'm really keen to get into, but we'll talk about that on another channel. But I think the big message for everyone is if you're faced with some type of obstruction in your business or in your personal life, that you just need to take a little bit of a step back, breathe. Everything's going to work out. Don't do anything rash in that period, because your brain's running off the emotional side, not the rational side.
Yep.
But in a moment of calmness, yes, and it doesn't hurt to transition or change the tact or the direction or your objective of the business. And again, it's adaptation. I think businesses that can't adapt end up dying.
Yeah.
And
remember, once you've hit rock bottom, there's only one way to go. Up. You know, you can't go any further.
Mate,
down, so.
I found that out at the age of 21 when I was homeless, and I literally had a swag. I used to sleep near the beach, and like the salt bushes. I put the swag under there because they were like semi-waterproof. It would rain, and they have this little dry thing. And it was a tough period, but I thought the same thing. I went, you know what? I remember I survived a whole week off one loaf of bread, and like there was nothing else. I ate nothing, just a dry bit of bread each day.
Yeah.
That was, you know. But if you can do that, you can withstand anything.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not advocating you go out and try that stuff, but what I'm trying to say is everything's, I guess, relative to where you are at the time. And I always draw strength from those days, and I'm sure you do today as well.
Yeah,
you definitely. Go, look what you went through.
Yeah, and it's always good to reflect time to time as well. Don't just, you know, it's a thing of the past and that's it. Like, if something happens now, reflect on it. What did you do back then? What can you do something differently now?
And that's, like you say, life lessons.
Yeah.
It's being emotionally intelligent because you've gone through those experiences. Mm-hmm. And more than anything, where I am today in my business, and I can guarantee you you'd be the same.
Yeah.
I'm extremely grateful for the position that we have created now.
Yeah.
And it didn't come by accident. It hasn't, you know, no one's given us anything. We've had to work for this.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's 12:30 on a Tuesday and we're sitting on the back deck doing a podcast, discussing, you know, trials and tribulations of business, this didn't happen by accident.
Yeah.
We made this happen.
Yeah.
And I'm extremely grateful for those people around me that helped make this happen.
Yeah.
No, and definitely. I can just see step by step and day by day, things are growing and getting bigger and bigger. And but at no stage, I don't see either of us getting carried away with where we're going because I think we're both relatively humble people in our personalities. You know, it's, we don't need anything fancy. Yeah. I just think that's all peacocking for the people that can't actually do the work. And so, mate, you've achieved what you've achieved. You're a genuine bloke. You talk from the heart.
Thank you.
And that's what I love about it.
Yeah.
It's, and when you meet, and I can guarantee you, when you meet genuine people, you know it. There's something different about them. And that's why we're doing the podcast here today.
Yeah.
So thanks for coming on.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Fantastic,
thanks,
mate. Stay tuned. We'll do another podcast coming up next week and another fantastic topic. I'll share more about that on the Facebook page, and you'll get a message as soon as it's released. But this has been a really good chat, mate.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Nice and relaxed.
Yeah.
So, but the message is pretty clear. Stay focused.
Yeah.
Don't get too caught up in the problems that you may be facing, because take a leaf out of my motto. Yeah. Everything's going to work out one way or the other.
And remember, once if you hit rock bottom, there's only one way to go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Awesome. Take care, people. We'll talk to you next week.
Cheers.